Health officials told reporters in Juba on Sunday that South Sudan is likely to receive over 800,000 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine by the end of February. Dr. John Rumunu, Director General of Preventive Health Services at the National Health Ministry, says South Sudan met all the requirements to acquire the vaccine. Dr. Rumunu says COVAX assessed South Sudan for all the available vaccines and determined that AstraZeneca suits the country's capacity to preserve the vaccine. COVAX stands for COVID-19 Vaccines Global Access, a global initiative aimed at ensuring equitable access to COVID-19 vaccines. The initiative is led by the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, the World Health Organization, and the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations.
I'm happy to let you know that the 864,000 doses is from AstraZeneca, and AstraZeneca is using the same cold chain like we are using for the routine vaccination, meaning you need fridges that can keep vaccines in a condition of 2 to 8 degrees centigrade. We have that all over the country.
Concerns have been raised over the safety and efficacy of preserving COVID-19 vaccines in South Sudan. Concerns triggered mostly by misinformation that is circulating on social media platforms like WhatsApp and Facebook. Dr. Guyo Guracha, the World Health Organization's emergency coordinator in Juba, says the AstraZeneca vaccine is safe to use in South Sudan. He says WHO has protocols in place for confirming a vaccine's safety and efficacy before the vaccine is approved for use in any given country.
There should be no worry about the safety and efficacy because we have an elaborate mechanism in place as WHO, and the country also has its own. Many countries also will be looking at it on their own independently. And actually, as a matter of fact, AstraZeneca is used by countries even before WHO has issued emergency use listing by just subjecting it through their own regulatory system.
South Sudan Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Loy Thaw strongly advised the public against sharing misleading information about the COVID-19 vaccine to avoid misconceptions about the vaccines.
We need to be very, very careful in handling those information and sharing those information with, let's say, innocent people who may not necessarily have their own analytical capacity. I mean, if somebody wanted actually to do something against, let's say, African or black race, why should it be through vaccine?
Dr. Loy says Africans are consuming many other common drugs from the Western world, like malaria medications such as artemisinin. Dr. Loy urges people to be responsible and take the coronavirus preventive measures seriously.
Part of the reason why partial lockdown is mandatory is the behavior of our people by themselves. If you go, I don't know now, I need to go and visit actually, but if you go to Konya, before partial lockdown was declared, you will not have a sense that there is anything called COVID-19 in this country. People are just mingling, crowd, and nobody is care. Hardly people are wearing masks.
Health officials are reporting a rapid increase in the number of COVID-19 cases in parts of the country, with Central Equatoria State leading with over 300 new cases. As of Sunday, South Sudan registered cumulative number 4,609 positive cases, 861 active cases, 66 deaths, and 3,692 recoveries. Of the active cases, 6 severe cases are admitted at the infectious disease unit in Juba. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.